All right, guys, this is Bishop Paul Wunderchuk here. Let's try this again. Let's try this one more time, or I'll have to do it later on. I think when you have Wi-Fi and 3G on at the same time, it doesn't work. How's my connection, guys? Let me know. Let me know how my connection is. Yay! Yay! All right. God bless you guys. Thank you for joining me again, third time. Awesome. Swipe to the right or the left. My Twitter wasn't working. And go ahead and invite your social media followers, because I got a word that's going to bless you today. And it is going to be very powerful. I see people getting on now. Something gets jammed up on my Periscope. I don't know what it is. But we're going to wait about another 30 seconds, and then I'm going to go right into this teaching. Good morning. God bless you, Stanley. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, guys. Where are you watching from? I know we have some other countries on, London and Russia many times, Brazil, Dallas, Texas. That can be seen as another country. Bronx, New York. All right. God bless you, Deb. Hey, welcome to Friday Favor. Friday Favor. The favor of God is about to hit your life on another level, because I was shaving this morning, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Did you know God doesn't always speak to you when you're praying? Sometimes God speaks to you in the middle of the day. God will whisper to you. There's three ways God talks to you: through His Word, His ways, and His whispers. His Word, His ways, and His whispers. Thanks for joining me, guys. Invite your Twitter followers. Swipe to the right or to the left. God will talk to you by His Word, His written Word, the Logos. His ways, meaning the principles of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, the law of the seed, the law of environment, and His whispers. He will whisper rhema words to you. Rhema is a God-breathed word, a God-breathed word for a specific season. Thank you for the hearts, guys. I'm at about 420,000. That's a lot of love, and I appreciate it from every one of you. And so those are the three ways God usually talks to me. Others say, yeah, dreams, visions, but that's according to His Word, because it's in His Word. He says He'll speak through dreams and visions. So there are three consequences and three rewards for obedience. This is going to be, I deserve it. Thank you, Diane, my spiritual daughter. Love you so much. Listen, three consequences. You want to write these down. God took me all the way back to Genesis this morning, and He said, you know what? What were the three consequences that were dished out when sin happened? He said, when the serpent became a deceiver and a third voice, he lost his legs. I cut his legs off. In other words, when you participate in the slander and deception of another, you destroy your future. When you participate in the slander and the deception of another, you destroy your future. You lose your spiritual legs. The second thing is Eve had pain and complication in childbearing, and she was deceived. When you are deceived, you are unable to produce life around you. You're unable to give life to others. You destroy your own ability to minister to other people when you allow a third voice in your life to deceive you. And then he said, you know what? He said, Adam wasn't deceived. Adam didn't deceive. Adam rebelled. Adam knew the command. Adam knew all that. He rebelled. What is the consequence of rebellion? God cursed the seed. He cursed the ground, the soil. When you operate in rebellion, watch this, the soil around you begins to reject your seeds. You abort your harvest. You can't produce anything. When you plant something, it dies, because rebellion will always destroy the soil. I feel the anointing right now. Thank you, Father. But he said there's a converse relationship there. What is the reward for obedience? There are the three. He said, flip it on me. The three rewards for obeying God. Number one, you have a future. When you obey God, if Satan is trying to kill your future, kill your ministry, and kill your seed, through disobedience and deception, the opposite three things obviously are happening when you obey God. When you obey God, you get into your future quicker. The quickest path to getting into tomorrow is obeying God today. The quickest path to getting into your future and getting away from your past is obedience in your present. Did you know your present is either a harvest of a past seed or a seed for a tomorrow harvest? The only two things you can do with your time right now, invest it or spend it. That means your time is either a seed for tomorrow or a harvest of yesterday. My God, I speak every negative seed that you planted yesterday in your past will never come up in your present, will never come up in your future. And then he said, guess what? He said, the second key of obedience is when you obey God, watch this, your ministry explodes. You begin to bring life. You don't cast off what you're pregnant with, God has impregnated you with a ministry, and all of a sudden you begin touching the people around you. Obedience increases your influence, enlarges your territory. When you obey God, see, if Satan wants to destroy your influence through disobedience, through obedience, God wants to expand your influence. You'll begin to bring life to your coworkers, bring life to your family. You know what? They're better off because you're there. I always say this. You want to drive with me. You want to fly with me. You want me sitting right next to you. Why? Because I walk in the divine protection covenant of God. If you're sitting next to me, you're covered. If you're close to me, God bless you. Hey, Apha, God bless you. If you're close to me, you're covered. I always say that to people. You'd be glad you're sitting next to me on the plane and be glad I'm on your plane, because I walk and 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 may at my right hand. Blessing. That's right, Wayne. Somebody ought to say, I'm covered. I'm covered. I heard people say, well, I don't want to get around the world because I'm afraid what's on them is going to rub off on me. I'm afraid I might get dirty. Now, it's the other way around when you're blessed in the kingdom. You say, guess what? Let me tell you something. You want me to get around you because what's on you ain't getting on me. But what God's put on me just might rub off on you. My God, bless you, man of God. You understand what I'm saying? What's on me will get on you, but what's on you can't touch me. Oh, Lord, somebody ought to shout amen. That's religion. Religion says I can't get around the lost because they'll get me dirty. I can't get around the sinner. If Jesus came back right now, he would not be at the biggest church. He would probably be down at the crack house or the strip club, because the blessing on his life and the power on his life will bring life to everybody around him. Let me tell you something. Before I get out of here, I was with one of my counseling clients in their house yesterday. Watch this. I was in their house, and last week they were a crack addict, and they had mental health issues really bad. We sat down together. They found out I was a bishop. They began to ask for me to pray over their home. I prayed over their home. They got delivered instantly. The power of God hit them last week. I'm at their house yesterday, and the person that got delivered is cooking and cleaning up the house. The team members in my office are telling me how she's so different because her life has changed. And so I walk up at her house, and her nephew or somebody is there who had gotten shot 7 times 3 months ago. He had staples in his body. He got shot 7 times, showed me his scars. It was a gang issue. He was on drugs. And I shared his testimony. I said, you ought to look at the devil and say, devil, you missed. I said, God kept you alive for a reason. And did you know that he got born again right there in that living room? Mama grabbed his hands. I grabbed their hands. We prayed together, and he gave his life to Jesus. He was an atheist. He was a crack addict. And now he's born again. But he had to go through pain. He had got shot 7 times, almost died. The doctor said every bullet missed every major nerve by just a percentage of a millimeter. I said, son, God kept you alive for a reason. God kept you alive for a reason. And he got born again right there. Woo! Come on, that's the kingdom right there. That is the kingdom of God right there. Everybody around you will receive ministry from you. So there's 3 results of obedience, and it comes from the Garden of Eden. 3 results. Number 1, God gives you legs to get into your future, spiritual legs. Number two, watch this. You give a life to everybody around you. Your ministry begins to explode. And number three, when Adam sinned, the Bible says the ground was cursed. But when you obey God, God blesses the soil and God blesses your seed, and your seed begins to produce a harvest. Somebody yesterday had a powerful testimony. They sent me and they said, you know what, Bishop? They said, I sowed that 30-80 seed, and within 24 hours the next day, she said, I lost my job the week before. She said, within 24 hours, I got a check for almost $300. Because from a past lawsuit that I've been waiting on, and that check was what I needed to get caught up. Let me tell you something. Don't tell me the seed doesn't work. When you obey God, He will bless your seeds. He will bless your seeds. I sowed the 30-80 seed, two of them last week. And my insurance company called me and said there were some issues with some parts. We're sending you a check for $1,700. Now, you don't have to see that as a harvest, but to me, that's a harvest. To me, that's a harvest. Some of us sow our seeds and miss our harvest. We get our harvest and we don't realize that God gave us a harvest. We just missed it. We didn't recognize the harvest God gave us. I may get a harvest and say, you know what? This is wonderful, but God, I know there's more harvest on that seed. You begin praying for your seeds. Father, I thank you for the 111 seed, for the 8081 seed, for the 3080 seed that I sowed. I sowed a 31310 seed. I thank you that that seed is bringing forth the harvest right now. Your ground is blessed. Your future is secure. Your ministry is being released because you're obedient to God. The curse is broken. Jesus didn't just break sin off your life. He broke the curse that was placed on creation. Salvation is not just about your sins being forgiven. It's about the curse being broken. Oh, somebody ought to say, I'm blessed. That's why you should never date if you're single. Never date somebody that's not saved. I say this all the time. If they're not saved, they may be cute. They may have a nice car, but all they are is a cute curse. She may be beautiful. She may be pretty, but if she ain't saved, all she is a pretty curse. You driving around with a pretty curse, because if you don't know Jesus, your life is still cursed. That's why it's very important for you not to connect with people. Now, you can minister to them. I don't believe in missionary dating. I don't believe in missionary dating. Well, Bishop, I just feel like if I date them, they're going to come to Jesus. No, if you date them, they're not going to come to Jesus. Good morning, prophetess. God bless you, my friend. If you date them, they're not going to come to Jesus. They're going to pull you down. They're going to pull you down. People say all the time, well, missionary dating. I knew a guy in college, a girl that she was a good friend of mine in college, and she dated a guy, and he had just gotten saved. He just got saved, and we told her, do not date him. He's a young believer. You've been saved for years, and we told her this. 2 years later, she ended up marrying this guy. He gave her a diamond ring. They were married. She found out. She calls my friend. That was her cousin. And says, the guy that I married that you guys told me not to date, the diamond he gave me was a cubic zirconian. That's right. It's happened to many. The diamond he gave me was fake. He's a drug dealer and he lives a whole nother lifestyle than I ever thought. All because I thought, look, I married a couple in my church 1 year, and the only reason he got saved was so he could have this woman. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. You don't get saved for a person. You get saved because you want to be in covenant with God, not in covenant with other people. I didn't come to Jesus so I could have friends. In fact, when I came to Jesus, I lost friends. When I came to Jesus, I lost friends before I gained friends. I lost a bunch of relationships before I ever gained the right ones. Don't come to God or come to the church and come into the kingdom of God because you want to get some friends. Lord have mercy. You need a relationship with God. Hey, God bless you, man of God. Listen, three consequences for sin. And I got to get out of here. Three consequences for sin. Satan's legs were cut off. When you are a deceiver, you kill your future. Eve was deceived and she had pain in childbearing and cast her young. You cannot birth ministry when you allow yourself to be deceived. And Adam, watch this, Adam was not deceived or a deceiver. Adam was rebellious. He knew the command of God. Adam just rebelled. The consequence for rebellion is the ground was cursed. Your seeds will not produce a harvest. Your seeds will not produce a harvest. And the converse of that is when you obey God, you get a future. You release your future. You unlock your future. When you obey God, you begin to birth ministry all around you. When you obey God, you begin to birth ministry and create life all around you. And when you obey God, the soil around your life begins to produce. The seeds that you sow will not be aborted, and the harvest will come quicker in your life because you're obedient to the word of God. Listen. The kingdom is all about consequences and rewards. The only reason Satan tempts you is because he does not want you. You begin to birth a future. That's right, Apha, that's right. You begin to birth a future. My, I feel the anointing on this call, but I got to go. I got to get out of here. Listen, I'm praying for you. Thank you guys for your partnership. Go to my website, bishopp.tv. God bless you. You're glad I'm not driving. Yeah, a lot of people are. I like driving and doing periscopes. It's a gift. Father, thank you for my friends. Thank you for my family, for Periscope as a powerful medium. I thank you for the three rewards of their obedience today. Favor in their future, favor in their ministry, and favor in the seed that they sow. Father, I decree it on their life in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. Thank you very much. Love you much. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Oh, I'm so glad y'all woke up. So go back and listen to the replay. Put this on your social media. You will be blessed. And love you so much. Follow me on Facebook. Love to talk to you. God bless you.